Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H Hi-Li Recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's show is being brought to listeners by EPRN, of course, the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida, WatchHi-Li.com, FantasyHi-Li.com, BetRivers.com, and Consulting Guy's Financial Toolkit, found at BlackStarFundLLLP.com. And today we have Rockin' Ray Haluska. He's with us today as well. And we'll have all the news and H2H Hi-Li and the scores when we return. So stay tuned in.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Hi-Li.com. Live the high life and watch Hi-Li.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt Hi-Li. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch Hi-Li.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHi-Li.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Hi-Li H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
What's up, Hi-Li fans? It's Matt Langhans, a.k.a. Douglas, with Magic City Hi-Li. Listen in for Hi-Li head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Hi-Li players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Hi-Li EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
Why do I store value with silver? By storing value in silver bullion and precious metals, I'll own a piece of the most undervalued asset on the planet. 1 ounce at a time, and at a pace that I'm comfortable with, keeps me in control and on track building my precious metals portfolio and self-directed fund. I understand that silver bullion money isn't alternative currency or highly speculative cryptocurrency. It's been a standard of barter for 5,000 years, and it's historically respected as money, God's money. Silver is the only undervalued commodity that serves dual purposes within finance and industry. It has held its value throughout the test of time, and in the coming years, the demand for silver will only grow. Start your self-directed precious metals account through Black Star Fund LLLP. Go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com and click the Precious Metals Bullion Bank Now Open link. Explore the selection and order online, or give us a call at 980-201-9878.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us. And welcome back to the second segment here of H2H Highlight, the H2H Highlight recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And today I have the scores. I'm ready to start off with the scores for you for Sunday, May 9th, 2022, Monday, May 30th, 2022, and Tuesday, May 31st, 2022. And for the first set of scores for Sunday, May 29, 2022, we had doubles action. Seven matches were played, and in the first match, we had Hiro and Ben versus Jeddin and Nicholas. Jeddin and Nicholas took the win 6-5 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the second match, we have CRB and Douglas versus Joseph and Manu. CRB and Douglas took the win in split sets 6-3 and 6-3. And in the third match, we have Bueno and Benny versus Flores and Aratz. Bueno and Benny took the win 6-2 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the fourth match, Diaz and Gauthieri versus Robin and Julin. Robin and Julin took the win 6-4 and 6-5 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Joseph and Manu versus Carballo and Kubala. Carballo and Kubala took the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-3. In the sixth match, we have Inaki and Rock versus Hiro and Ben. Inaki and Rock took the win in straight sets 6-1 and 6-3. In the seventh and final match of the day for Sunday, May 29th, we have Correa and Manny versus Diaz and Gauthieri. Correa and Manny took the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-4. And on the day, Hiro and Ben, Diaz and Gauthieri, Joseph and Manu all dropped two matches, so they went 0-2 for the day. And for Monday, May 30th, 2022, we have the start of singles action. Six matches were played. In the first match, we have Aratz and versus Manny, and Aratz took the win in split set 6-3 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Julin versus Benny. Benny took the win 6-3 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the third match, we have Inaki and Gauthieri. Gauthieri took the win here 6-3 and 6-3 in split sets. And in the fourth match, we have Douglas and Hiro. Douglas took the win 6-4 and 6-1 in straight sets. In the fifth match, we have Nicholas versus Julin. Nicholas took the win 6-4 and 6-5 in the second and third sets. And for the sixth match and final match of the day, we had Gauthieri versus Manu. Gauthieri took the win in straight sets 6-1 and 6-5. And for Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, we had six matches, singles matches that were played. One in the first match, we have Ikeda versus Jeddin. Ikeda took the match 6-0 and 6-3 in straight sets. In the second match, we have Kubala versus Bueno. Kubala took the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Ron versus Carballo. Ron took the win in split sets 6-2 and 6-3. In the fourth match, we have Ben versus Correa. Correa took the win 6-5 and 6-5 in split sets. In the fifth match, we have Jeddin versus Kubala. Kubala took the win in straight sets 6-5 and 6-2. And in the sixth and final match of the day, Bueno versus Ikeda. Ikeda took the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-5. And for Monday, Julin dropped two games, so he went 0-2 in both of his matches. And on Tuesday, we had Jeddin and Bueno also went 0-2 in both of their singles matches. And for the overall standings here for Group 1 singles, we have Gauthieri in first place. He has 8 wins, no losses. For Group 2, we have Ikeda in first place,
with 9 wins and no losses. And Ron Ron is in second place for Group 2, 7 wins and 1 loss. And for doubles, it's a single group. First place, we have Robin and Julin with 4 wins, no losses. Jeden and Nicholas, 4 wins and no losses in second place. And for third place, we have Correa and Manny, 4 wins and 1 loss. And Ray, how are things going? I know you have some info to share. I played a little bit with the Fantasy Highlight this week.
But, how'd you do?
I got 10 points.
Yeah, me too. It was easy before I signed up. I never left the more I play.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so was it possible 18 points?
No, it's not. It's possible 19. 7 singles and 12 doubles. 6 doubles on, no, 6 singles on Monday and Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I've got, and we're going to continue to do, I'm going to highlight some of the bettors and fantasy players' accomplishments this week.
Okay.
And Sunday, May 29th, not a lot of excitement, but the Game 6 trifecta paid $642.60. Game 7 trifecta paid $529.40. A high five, which is Game 3 through 7, picking 4 or 5. Those folks won $42.90. Game 8 determined the Big Ocho. 4 of 8 first place finishes. Was worth $4.60. Not sure how many there were. They don't give me that information, just what the total correct guesses and what the payoff was. I'm surprised that number isn't higher, so it really, you can win that on a good win bet in a regular game. But I guess they're holding out for a big $5,000 grand prize if someone would happen to get all 8 correctly and be the only winner to do that in a particular league.
Right.
And I don't live in a state where I can bet on the Florida game, so I don't have that option. But here we go. Monday, May 30th, Memorial Day. And it's going to be memorable for quite a few people.
Yeah.
Game 3, trifecta, $930.
Wow.
Game 4, saw the completion of the early pick 3, $544.80. Game 5, trifecta, $883.60. Game 6, trifecta, $651. Game 7, high five jackpot. Winners picking 3 of 5, won $83. Game 8, the Mighty Ocho, 3 of 8, $16.60. I just reminded, with a high five, you're going for a guaranteed $2,000 if you get all 5 correctly. And the solo win. Tuesday, early pick 3, another nice win there, $462.40. Game 7, trifecta, $602.25. High five that day was 3 of 5 for $22. And game 8, the late pick 3, $499.20. I usually like to cut off to be 500, but we'll spot on the 80 cents to get them their wins mentioned. And Mighty Ocho, 4 of 8 for $30.40.
Okay.
Oh, so that, and go ahead.
Oh, okay. No, you go ahead. Go ahead. You explained it with the Ocho.
Oh, yeah, the Mighty Ocho, picking the winner of the first, well, all 8 matches played on a given performance date. And some people are good at it. and I'm not. I bet those kind of games, but
seems unlikely that somebody will win.
I think it was last month, someone won the high five for $3,200. There's carryovers and stuff, you know, above the guarantees, whatever the care, you know, they're building up a big fund. I think last season, during the battle court season, mm-hmm. at some point there was a $12,000 winner. It takes, you know, a lot of good winds blowing in your favor to make that happen. We get to the, we'll go just touching the fantasy things this week. Through 14 weeks now, number one ranked is I Miss Arages, 154. Reverse Two Wall, a few wins behind at 151. There's 13 others chasing hard in the 140s. And for week 14, our friend Say Hi picked 18 of 19 matches correctly, winning $100, and just missing the first place prize of $1,500 for getting 19 of 19.
Wow.
Tampa Bay Vince and High Life had 17, Five had 16. And while business listeners can't catch the season leaders, you can claim a weekly prize for picking well. Sign up today at fantasyhighline.com.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Ray. That was some great insight. I love getting insight on the Pelota games as well. You know, and you can kind of get a feel of how the players are going to perform in H2H, in their H2H matches, from how they play in the Pelota games. So, yeah, it's definitely exciting, the whole game all around, you know, bringing it from the traditional style to the H2H style. And we want to thank all our listeners for tuning in to this recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. You've been listening to H2H Highlight Recap, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.